That means when it comes out, we have to apply the law as enacted by Parliament and soon to promulgated by the head of state. We have now to translate into concrete act that decision taken by our Parliament, the people's representatives. It means that ECOM needs to put into action its machinery in order to ensure that, first of all, those Cameroonians residents abroad are registered, that they receive their own debit card, and that when the time comes, they will vote like
Dr. Fonkam, does ELECAM have the time to be able to do all these processes, including registering them and allowing them to vote? Do you have that time?
Yeah, I think so. We have the time. But I remember how we have united ourselves. You know that in a country as massive as they have to register some of the 4 million people in under a month. So depending on how we organize ourselves, time shouldn't really be the problem.
So you are confident you'll be able to apply the new Act of Parliament and you'll be able to register and allow the diasporan voters to vote in this October elections?
No, we have no choice. They are now entitled to vote, and we cannot now hold these elections without ensuring that they are part of it. We don't have a choice in the matter. We have to put everything into place in order to ensure that Cameroonians living abroad are able effectively to vote when the elections are called up.
Some have expressed the notion that this presents another opportunity or possible challenges for ELECAM. Will ELECAM meet those challenges, and will ELECAM be able to meet and surmount those challenges?
Yes, of course. We are confident we can surmount those challenges. We are confident. We're going to do everything to ensure that those challenges are squarely met.
How will ELECAM put in new measures, or for that matter, will ELECAM require new measures and new ways of putting together this directive from Parliament if indeed it's promulgated or signed by President Paul Biya ahead of the elections?
Well, the promulgation of the law should intervene fairly shortly from now. And then, of course, you know that we are going to register Cameroonians in our nations abroad, or in our diplomatic missions abroad. In the U.S., for instance, we're going to do this. Our mission in New York and in Washington. And, of course, we are registering Cameroonians who would meet the requirements. I give you an example. If it is the consular card that is required, then you must be able to present your consular card so that we know that you are a Cameroonian and you are registered and recognized by the mission.
Dr. Fonkam, what will be your message to Cameroonians living abroad?
Well, our message is simple. They come out for this right to vote, and they know that we can only carry out this exercise in our missions abroad. So we are appealing on all of them to make the necessary sacrifice to come to our various missions where they are consulate. In Nigeria, for instance, I know we have the High Commission in Abuja, we have the Consulate General in Lagos, and we have consulate in Calabar. So we will appeal to all those Cameroonians once the other text, the text of application, are published, for them to make the necessary sacrifice to go to this center so they can be registered and to pick up their cards, and of course to verify to see that their names that they're effectively registered, and to collect their cards and vote on the day of election.
Dr. Fonkam, what is your personal expectation of this new law that allows Cameroonian diasporans or Cameroonians in the diaspora to vote?
I think what is happening in practical terms is that the Cameroonian legislature has now made it possible for Cameroonians living in the diaspora to vote more readily. Because let me make this clear. The law did not disenfranchise them. The law only requires that they be present in Cameroon and they register and vote in Cameroon. That's what the law did. They did not lose their rights to vote because they resided abroad. Now, instead of, and in fact, some Cameroonians did effectively, maybe not too many of them, some Cameroonians did actually come home, maybe for other things, and voted. Now, because ELECAM would be able to register them and allow them to vote in polling stations located abroad, the legislature has now made it possible for them to be able to vote much nearer their base. So my take on this is that I think this is a good thing. it proves beyond reasonable doubt that it is not because you do not live permanently in your country that you lose your rights as a citizen. For those who are living abroad and who still have a Cameroonian nationality.